Grazie. Io voglio iniziare.
Well, thank you. Well, before making my very short intervention, I would like to really thank Comesse for this initiative, and I would also like to thank the colleague here. We have both contributed to this seminar, but I think it is important to hear a voice of commitment and important content for us. We have our task as legislators, and I think that all the different organizations, church-related organizations, social organizations, well, they've all contributed to this issue. They have given a lot of impetus, and I'm sure they will be able to give us a very valuable contribution. First of all, because of the depth of their reasoning, because the ambitions of their objectives in the name of human dignity. And the second reason is because these words, this demand for commitment, are not limited to words, but they are translated into very concrete actions. I recently went to another European country, so not mine. There are a lot of social problems for minority groups, and people have confirmed that the church is giving a lot of help, so the church is really playing an important role, not just with words, but with concrete and pragmatic actions that contribute to the achievement of these objectives. I would also like to thank, on behalf of my colleagues, some of the European members of the Parliament, the Vice President of the European Parliament, Davide Sassoli. I would like to thank him. Then Honourable Neuser, who is responsible for the Development Committee. He's also part of my delegation. And Mr. Leeds. I hope I haven't forgotten anyone, and I do apologize if I have. So just some brief remarks, because I'm mostly here to listen to your words. Firstly, I would like to say that the European Union and the European Parliament, thanks to the draft report prepared by my colleague on the post-2015 objectives, the European Parliament has taken a very specific position. It has set out very ambitious objectives. And in September, we will have a very important event. We will be able to give a very important contribution to the choices that will be adopted. So work, decent work, has to be highlighted as an objective. It is absolutely pivotal. It is crucial. It is fundamental that men and women have a decent work, not just to satisfy their material needs, but also to feel fulfilled, personally fulfilled. It is important to promote personal values. It is important also to contribute to community in a wider sense. So this has been enshrined in our report, which has been approved by the European Parliament. We do not just want to fight against poverty. We want to set up this objective as an important objective on its own. It's not just instrumental to fighting against poverty. It is an objective in itself, not just to satisfy material needs. Of course, material needs are very important. If we do not satisfy material needs, then you cannot aim at personal fulfillment. But it is an objective in itself, for which we will fight, and today's meeting will give us the opportunity to give new momentum to this process, not just within Europe. And another remark concerns the relationship between the European Parliament and this lack of decent work. We have also non-decent work. We have also degrading forms of work. So we have to fight for decent work, of course. But there is also another important element which concerns women and children. we know that in Europe, but also at international level, women are in a more fragile position under different perspectives, and also children are pretty much exposed. And this is a very serious situation. Even in Italy, we haven't managed to fight against minor work. We should be ashamed of that, because we are in Europe, but we haven't managed to fight against the minor work in Italy, and I think this is absolutely unacceptable. Women and children are more fragile, they're more exposed. Sometimes they're exposed to forms of slavery. In Asia, sometimes people say that manual work is an alternative to being on the street, to being exploited in other ways. But of course we can find a middle way. We could help people not to work in such degrading conditions. So I think we should find a middle way. Children should be in school instead of working or instead of being on the street. There are many projects on the way. I have seen cooperation projects which say, okay, we cannot really fight against the phenomenon, so we have to find a way in between. So the child can work a little bit, but then it also has to go to school. So we have to find alternative solutions to try and curb this phenomenon of minor work and indecent work for women who are particularly exposed to different forms of slavery. Sometimes work is exchanged against other services. Some countries, women who go to work, they have to travel for miles on foot. So sometimes they work, but on the other hand, they're exposed to safety threats because they need to travel a long way. Work has to be dignified and decent under different perspectives. We have to take into account all sorts of aspects. And I would like to say something else. So for our future work, we have our report, but I think we should also carry out our work for decent work. And we need to involve all stakeholders. Civil society is already pretty much involved. We see different organizations, NGOs, but also companies, entrepreneurs. So they also have a very important role to play. The public-private partnerships, the PPPs, for instance. In our country, we have passed a law on internal cooperation, and we try to involve the private sector as well. And the government should support private companies who try to support the achievement of these objectives. So there are different forms to fuel development, but of course everyone has to take up its own responsibilities. We need the social corporate responsibility, which should be applied not only on foreign companies, but also on national companies. So big companies, multinationals, they should not limit themselves to advertising. They have to be coherent. They have to be coherent throughout the supply chain within their home country, but also abroad in third countries. So social responsibility, social corporate responsibility is absolutely fundamental, and we need to be ready to pay for that. We live, of course, in a free economy. There is free competition, but we need to abide by the rules. There are not just trade-related rules. We also have some social rules that have to be respected, some social criteria, social rules. Otherwise, we're just here to talk. We need to adopt binding rules as well. I would like to stop here now because I have taken up more time than I was allowed to, and I would really like to thank you for this event. I'm sure it will be very fruitful because we will be listening to other perspectives, we will be listening to other MEPs, and we will also take notes to inform those who have not been able to attend to this meeting, because it is important that today's remarks will be echoed even outside of this room. Thank you.